live from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. Not necessarily a good day to have a cold day. It is freezing outside.
Yes, it is.
You and I were talking about walking our dogs this morning as they're doing their business, and it's like, all right, let's hurry it up. It went freezing.
I know, and I was just, literally, it was 45 when I was out there. I'm like, come on, Louie, hurry up.
That's wild.
It's no fun.
Yeah, and you were talking about trying to, I was looking, quote-unquote, winter clothes. I'm like going through my, you know, jackets. I'm like, I haven't worn a jacket in I don't know how long, other than inside the studio, which is only about 5 degrees warmer than outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I was like looking like way back in my closet. I'm like, I know I got jackets somewhere, but I don't ever wear them here in Florida.
I know.
I hate to be a wuss, but man, it is cold.
I know. Look what I got on today.
Bringing out the Uggs.
I'm bringing them back in fashion.
You may have to take those off by the afternoon because it is going to be in the mid 70s today. Isn't that crazy?
Swing is nuts.
The difference of temperature. Mid 75 for the high today. So when we leave today, we'll be like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah.
Which I'm okay
with. You know, the thing with that is I guess you can shed clothes, which is okay.
Sure.
Shed layers or whatever. So I guess I'm okay with that. But, you know, again, we prepare mostly for just being in this the studio.
Oh, yeah.
I got my Uggs, I got my Snuggie, and I got my space heater and my hot tea right now going.
Yeah, and I would usually say Lana's overreacting. She is not in this case.
No.
She is 100% underneath the AC thing that is blowing very hard because there's like a little piece of paper up there to see if it is blowing. It is flapping like crazy, and that's blowing right on Lana. And, oh, yeah, just touch the thermostat, right?
Nope.
That doesn't work.
Yep.
It doesn't work.
Apparently, it's like cracking Da Vinci's code for our engineer team who can't figure it out.
You got to love it.
Do you?
You got it.
No, but it's all good. Well, we have Nico Moon tickets. We had him on the show yesterday. Really interesting dude. I like his career. I like his way that he got to where he's at now, where he just wanted to be a songwriter. And he goes, hey, you know what? I want to kind of just make some fun music, and he did, and Good Time was a huge hit for him, his first number one as an artist.
Yep.
If you missed that, it's on yesterday's podcast. Definitely check that out, Tampa Bay Morning Crew with a K.
He's going to be out at the Dallas Bowl on Saturday.
Correct, and that's why we have those tickets coming up at 6:20. All right, 7:40 Country Thunder tickets. We're going to play Know Your Country, and of course your Zac Brown Band tickets. We will play Take Your Pick for Ticks. Give you three categories. You get to pick which category you want to go with, and then we'll ask you questions from that category. Kevin, you doing all right, bud?
Doing great.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
We are locked and loaded. We are ready to roll. We want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? We appreciate you having us on, but tell us what you're doing up right now. Probably trying to stay warm. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Let's get you on the air this morning. Here is Lady A downtown. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, asking you, what in the world are you doing up right now? Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, JR, Lana, and Kevin. This is Dan, your guy who sits in the car.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
How high do you have the heat cranked right now?
Oh, my car is at like 65.
65?
65? What are we doing here?
I'm sitting in my car.
Well, I know that. Do you want it to be 65, though?
Oh, it's nice.
Mine was on 70 this morning.
Yeah, Lana will not be riding shotgun with you. I'll just tell you that.
And I had the heat seaters on.
Heat seaters?
Heat seaters?
The heat seaters?
Seat heaters.
Oh, there you go.
The seat heaters.
I was going to say, that's a new Tesla thing, the heat seaters. That's a new feature.
Yes, well, sir.
So you're just waiting in your car, waiting on your boss like usual?
Yes, sir. And you know what I'm going to say, JR? You know, this kind of weather, we like to have this in California. Now we have it in Florida.
I guess it really is. I was talking to a friend in California, and they said it's super cold there, too. I mean, when they say super cold, it ain't Minnesota, but for
it's
California.
It's negative 23 in Minnesota right now.
You made the right move, Lana. All right, well, my friend. You have a great day, okay?
All right, you too, folks.
Appreciate you calling. Lana, new feature in your car, heat seaters.
Heat seaters.
All right.
Keeps my car warm.
Well, I know what that does, but I just never heard heat seaters.
Heat seaters.
Is that what it says in the manual? Check out the heat seaters.
Seat heaters.
There you go.
They're so close.
All right, Nico.
Almost the same word.
We'll count it. All right. Nico Moon tickets coming up next with our secret celebrity. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Remember Lana Drama coming up at 6:35. Can't wait for that. Right now, we are playing Secret Celebrity.
And Nico Moon's going to be at the Dallas Bowl this Saturday night, so we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see Nico Moon. But you got to tell us first, who is this Secret Celebrity?
I don't think about my life in terms of numbers. First of all, I ain't never going to be old because I ain't got time to be old. I can't stop long enough to grow old. I'm just going to be the best I can be at whatever age I am. And I bet you I won't look much different when I'm 95 if I live that long.
Well, she turned 76 today. It's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to her. She has an amusement park that's named after her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She has, it's early enough to say this. She has very distinct features.
Yes, she does.
Just put it that way.
Yeah, and she partnered up with Kenny Rogers.
Ooh.
For Islands in the Stream.
Yeah,
one and of your favorites.
And sorry, boy.
I know. It's
bad.
When you talk about this person, it's easy to get choked up.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, this person never had a 9-to-5 job.
That's true.
This is true.
She promised herself that. She wouldn't do that. I remember that. She wrote that in her diary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who could this be? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, cool. Mary in Town of Country playing Secret Celebrity with us right now on 99.5 QYK. All right, Mary, it's her birthday today. She turned 76. Who is our Secret Celebrity?
I don't think about my life in terms of numbers. First of all, I ain't never going to be old because I ain't got time to be old. I can't stop long enough to grow old. I'm just going to be the best I can be at whatever age I am. And I bet you I won't look much different when I'm 95 if I live that long.
The awesome Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
There we go.
I love her attitude, by the way. I don't have time to get old. I'm just doing stuff. She's super
active.
I know. Active.
I feel the same way.
Good for you. Well, listen, for knowing that, you got tickets to see Nico Moon this Saturday at the Dallas Bowl.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
You got it. Hang on for me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lana. Coming up next, we have Lana Drama. How are we feeling about this one?
Oh, it's a good one.
All right. It's next on 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You think you got drama? Wait till you hear Lana's drama. It's Lana Drama on 99.5 QYK. Lana, what's your drama?
So, back in December, I got this awesome birthday gift from Fancy Nancy. That happens to be Sarah from Sarasota's mom.
Okay.
We call her Fancy Nancy. She gave me this microphone.
Right.
And it is so cool because... you can hook your, it's like a karaoke microphone, and you hook your phone up.
Bluetooth it to your phone.
Yeah, you Bluetooth it to your phone, and then you can read words to songs, and then you sing into it, and it just accentuates your voice, and it's just like the most awesomest thing ever. And so I really enjoy this. I don't sing, obviously. I can't sing. I'm not a good singer. But after a few adult beverages, I feel like I'm Carrie Underwood all the time. And I feel like everybody always wants to hear me sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I love bringing my microphone when we're like hanging out and it's the girls and there's parties and stuff. It's just a little fun party favor to have. So my friend Rachel also feels the same way about her voice. She also turns into Carrie Underwood and also has one of these microphones as well. And the two of us didn't even talk about it, but we just, our microphones ended up at the same party at the same time. So it was all kinds of fun between her and I obviously,
bet.
You know, after all these adult beverages were flowing. Well, we decided because we were singing so much and everybody there was enjoying, obviously, our singing, because once you get that microphone in your hand, you just don't want to give it up.
Yep, that's true.
So, you know, I mean, the Backstreet Boys, all the lyrics you remember from all those songs and all those fun songs that you're singing. Well, we decided it would be a really good idea for us to take our microphones into the hot tub while we were in the hot tub.
Oh, no.
Because,
electronics,
I mean,
electronics, hot
who
tub.
Who doesn't want to have somebody singing while they're sitting in the hot tub? I mean, that just sounds like an amazing time.
No, I won't answer the question because you're telling a story, but go on. Yeah.
So as we are sitting there singing our life out, you know, thinking that we were, you know, on stage and everything, but we were just in a hot tub.
Right.
Guess whose microphone dropped in the hot tub?
Yeah, Lana's did. That's 100%. Absolutely.
And Paul kept telling me, like, do not bring it in there. You're going to get it wet. It's going to break. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, it's not. I'm fine. I'm not getting it wet. And I kept, like, dipping it, like, into, like, the water. And he's like, you're getting it wet.
Why were you dipping it in the water?
I wasn't doing it on purpose. Oh, I just wasn't paying attention to what I was doing.
Maybe not knowing what your hand gestures were doing because of the adult beverages. Got it.
And because I was singing. And you know when you sing, your hands move and there's just so much movement and stuff.
And you always sing underwater. That's always a good, good effect.
Who doesn't? So anyway, the microphone slips out of my hand and goes down into the hot tub, of course. And this is massive drama for me because I'm like, no, my microphone. Right. Because now I'm in the, you know, I'm in the middle of a concert right now at the house. And people have paid big money for this concert for me. Anyway, we tried to take the microphone out and dry it with a hair dryer and whatever. But unfortunately, my birthday present is already broken and it hasn't even been 2 months. It's just been a little over a month. So
yeah.
My favorite birthday present. So.
This is why Kevin and I don't get you nice things, okay?
Should have probably thought about that when you were getting into the hot tub and going, this probably isn't a good idea.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? It was really, really fun and I had a great time. But now I'm...
It's not fun now.
Now I don't have a microphone anymore. So now I'm going to have
to get... The good thing is it's about $9 because my niece has one of these as well. So you can go get it. They're not high quality mics. We're not talking about a giant karaoke machine.
But it is like the best gift ever, and it's so much fun at like parties, especially when I'm there because I am Carrie Underwood when I sing.
Yeah,
be careful, we'll start playing instrumental right now and make you sing. So Fancy Nancy, was she upset that you ruined her gift? Does she know?
She understands.
Okay.
You know, and she gets it.
Well, I think you should replace it just to say, hey, I'm sorry about that. I do love the gift.
She knows I love the gift.
So have you replaced it?
I haven't yet. So my advice to anybody that does get one of these microphones, you want to just keep it out of the hot tub because, it doesn't, if it falls and gets wet, it is going to break. So
Kevin, electronics.
Yes.
Water.
Yeah, not good.
Not good, right?
No.
Not good at all.
I had no idea till today that was the case.
Wow.
Yeah, that was wild.
That is crazy.
Thank you, Lana. I'm so glad you shared that story because we had no idea.
I know. I just said, hey, I'm here to help you all out and to just give you a little of advice and maybe bad things that happened to me can hopefully make your life better. So.
And by the way, if this one doesn't apply to you, don't. There's always next week and there's something that's going to hit home for you.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize for this in advance. So
there you go.
Well, all right. Well, we know how to get Lana for whatever the next celebration is for her. But
they are pretty awesome.
Love it. All right. Coming up next, with the Bengals, they won their first playoff game in how many years, Kevin?
It was since 1990. So 31 years.
Woo!
There you go. So 1990. But something happened at the tailgate before the game. Kind of a scary moment. We'll tell you about it next with our I Feel Good story.
Ah! I feel good.
All right, time for an I Feel Good story for you right now. 995 QYK. Lana's got it. Lana, what you got?
Well, we got to give it up for Jerry Mills.
What's up, Jerry?
Jerry Mills is just a guy who is a big Cincinnati Bengals fan. He was just going to the game at Paul Brown Stadium. He was out there tailgating. Well, then he was walking around and he saw a man on the ground. So he rushed over to help. He quickly realized that the man was in cardiac arrest. Oh. So he started doing chest compressions. Another nurse comes over, joins in and helps, and they start to work together on this man. Now, let's mention too that Jerry Mills, he is a registered nurse and a former firefighter. So he kind of knew what he was doing and he knew what to do. So they started doing chest compressions again. And eventually the fire department showed up with paddles and they were able to restore the man's normal heart rhythm. But he went into cardiac arrest 2 times.
Whoa.
So thank goodness that he and that other nurse were there to help save this man's life. And the whole time he was doing this, he didn't even realize that the guy was a Raiders fan.
I didn't see the Raiders colors. You know, I see that he had a Raiders jacket on, but when it's a life, I don't care who you are or what you are. I'm going to save your life and make sure you come back. And if you don't come back, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that when I step away from it, I know I did everything I could.
Oh, man, I love that.
Wow.
I mean, by the way, it was freezing out of the Cincinnati Bengals tailgate. They were showing a bunch of stuff going on, and obviously they were very excited that they were in the playoffs and all that. And so, man, what a turn of events. And It's cool to see Samaritans jump in like that and use their skills. Really cool. I love that story.
Yeah, so once again, let's give it up for Jerry Mills.
Jerry!
Big Cincinnati Bengals fan, and they, like you said, went on to win that game.
For karma.
Yeah, first time in, what did you say, almost
31 years.
Woo! That's... Well, maybe Jerry had something to do with that, yeah. So there you go. Well, that's your I Feel Good story.
Thank you, Lana. Coming up, 7:05, Carline Fun Fact, and then we'll have a brand new 7:15 second date update for you. Thanks for having us on, Sam Hunt, House Party, QYK.
Well, it's a Carline, Fun Fact, Fun Fact.
Woo! So, tiger shark embryos...
Okay.
They begin attacking each other in their mother's womb before they're even born.
Whoa.
Tiger shark embryos.
Siblings just not getting along.
Yeah.
No, but before they're even born, I think that's crazy. All right, I have another one here, but I do not want you to try this anywhere near the Gulf or any of our bodies of water.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Are you sure you want to say this?
Yes.
All right.
It's interesting. Cans of diet soda will float in the water, but cans of regular soda will sink.
All right, try this in your pool.
Yeah, try it in your pool or your bathtub.
There you go, or your bathtub.
Yeah, don't be throwing cans of water over your dock or whatever.
So, again, say it again.
Cans of diet soda will float, regular soda will sink.
Why?
Carbonation? Is it less carbonation on the Diet Coke? Less bubbles in it?
Got to be something like
that. You don't know.
We will have a science teacher calling us eventually, telling us why that is.
Why do you always got to question?
No, I'm not questioning you. We're not questioning it. I believe it. I'm just trying. We were just trying to figure out why that is.
Okay.
Don't have to look it up. I was just, we're just curious.
It says due to the difference in density, the can with the sugar in it sinks while the can while the diet can floats.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There you go, Lana. Density. Thank you.
Thank you, Google.
And all that took was one more Google. Follow up with the details.
There you go, Carline Fun Fact.
All right, thank you very much. 7:40 Country Thunder tickets. We'll get you into that. But next, 6 minutes away from a brand new 7:15 second date update. We got an email. We're going to try to set somebody up on a second date. It's QYK, Luke Bryan's new one. It's called Up.
It's Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Oh, honey, I'm fine.
7:15 second date update.
Let's do it. 7:15 second date update right now. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Today we have Justin, who emailed us at qiksecondateupdate@gmail.com. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thanks so much for giving me a ring here. I love your show. I'm super excited.
Well, appreciate you reaching out, man. We're glad to have you on. You mentioned a girl, Ashley. Tell us how you know Ashley. What you guys do on your date? And what's going on now?
Yeah. Well, I was hoping I can get your help, actually. She was awesome. We met online, and then we decided to actually meet up after a little talking, and she was super cool. We went to the Brown Boxer and just had an awesome time, honestly. We were really into each other. She's really, really good looking. She's just super cool. We ended up kissing. She kissed me, and, I kissed her back, and there was...
Whoa.
Just a lot of kissing, and we were dancing, and it was so much fun. We were flirting all night. We were... Like, when I say into each other, we were definitely into each other. Like, long eye contact, the deal. Anyway, we went our separate ways, and I texted her to make sure she got home okay. And she said she did, but then I haven't heard from her since. So I waited a couple of days, and I asked her if something was wrong, if I did something. I didn't understand, and there was just nothing. She didn't respond at all, and I don't understand why all of a sudden she'd be so disinterested after such a match when we were together. I really would love to know what happened, and I'm hoping you guys can help me figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, if you're kissing on the first date, I feel like that's going pretty well. Okay, I mean, I would ask you something, like, if you could think of anything that went wrong, but it sounds like you didn't do a whole lot of talking. It was more like a lot of kissing.
It was just one of those, like, instant chemistry dates, We were really just clicking, and I have no idea what happened.
How'd you leave the date? Was it, hey, we'll see you soon, we'll talk soon, or...
Yeah, well, we each had to do our own thing that night, so... We went home separately, and like I said, I texted her, and she was like, yeah, I got home. Had a great night. That was it. So I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if a girl is reciprocating that way, she's into you, and she wants to hang out with you again.
Yeah. How many times did you kiss, like, if you could think about it? Here's why I'm going to tell you why I'm going to ask that, but how many times do you guys think you kissed? Like, multiple times?
It was mostly just kissing.
Okay, because if he was a bad kisser, that might be a reason why she's not getting back to him. But if she kissed him multiple times, I feel like that's a good sign. So
yeah, it was like long kisses.
Long kisses. All right, dude. Well, here's what we're going to do. We are going to try to call Ashley for you. Jesse, can you hang on?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, hang on. Well, this sounds like this date went really well. The date between Justin and Ashley. 7:15 second date update right now. Lana, run this down for us.
They went to the Brown Boxer, okay, which is in Clearwater. That's a fun bar to go to. Great music and kind of a great atmosphere. And said that they spent a lot of time kissing. Long right. kisses.
On a first date.
Yeah. Wow.
So you would think, what went wrong there if you guys are kissing the whole time? But he has reached out since the date. And the last thing he heard from her was, yeah, I made it home safe that night.
Right.
But I asked, how many times did you kiss? He goes, well, I was mostly kissing, which my reason for that was, hey, I wonder if he was a bad kisser, because we've had that happen before. Like, right. Hey, I can't do it. Guy's a bad kisser.
Obviously, that's not the case here.
Not here. So we don't know why Ashley has disappeared on Justin. We're going to try to call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ashley?
This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. Sorry to bother you this morning. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How you doing?
Good morning.
What?
A little random, right?
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Well, listen, we wanted to see if we could talk to you for a few minutes. I don't know if you have some time right now. We actually want to talk to you on the air. We are doing something on our show called a 7:15 second date update. We talked to people about dates they went on. And there's a guy that reached out to us about a date he went on with you and just had a couple questions about that date. Do you think we could talk to you just for a few minutes?
Yeah, girl. Do you have a few minutes?
Okay, sure.
All right, cool. Thank you. Awesome. I appreciate that. We're actually talking about Justin. We heard that you guys had an amazing date in his mind. You guys went to the Brown Boxer. I will tell you that he said that you guys kissed a lot. And he thought things really went well. And you guys were dancing and having a good time at the Brown Boxer in Clearwater. But since the date, he has heard nothing from you and is really confused, which we are as well. Because some of the details he gave sounds like he went really well.
I mean, yeah, no, we had a good date, but, and there is a big but at the end of the night, like, it was kind of as we were kissing goodbye, he called me Gina, and my name's not Gina, so I'm like, I don't know, I was so shocked that I didn't really say anything, but,
You didn't say anything?
No, I don't know. I was just so shocked, and I didn't really know what to do, and we were, like, saying goodbye, and it was just, like, you know, like, it wasn't going on from there, so I just didn't want to slow things down. But then I just couldn't stop obsessing about, oh, my God, you call me Gina, you call me Gina. So then later I got on his Instagram, and I started, like, trying to figure out, like, is there a Gina? Like, how did that, like, slip out of his mouth? And it turns out he has an ex girlfriend named Gina.
Okay. So, this is okay.
Yeah.
Let me recap real quick, Ashley. You guys have been hanging out the whole night. Things are going well. And as he's kissing you goodbye, he calls you by his ex's name?
Yes.
Let's recap for anybody who's just tuning in. Her name is Ashley, everybody. Yeah. She used the name Gina. Well, that would be a reason not to call someone back. That's for sure. And again, you said you have not said a word about this. You didn't say anything on the date, and you haven't said anything since.
No, I just found the whole thing so disturbing. Like, it was just, you know, just really disrespectful. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't need that in my life.
Sure.
So, so yeah, I mean, I texted him to say I got home okay, and then I'm like, okay, we're done. I don't need to, like.
Yeah, you gotta just wash your hands of it. I mean, I can't blame you on that one. Well, listen, Ashley, we appreciate you being honest with us. We actually have Justin on the phone, and now I have a lot of questions for him. I want to bring him back on. Justin.
Hey, I did not call you Gina.
Justin, hi. Yeah, this is Ashley. And you did call me Gina.
I absolutely did not. I don't know where you're getting that from.
You didn't say it, like, I wouldn't just pull that out of my butt, like... right?
First of all, she's just my friend, but also, I really don't think I did. Maybe it was like a Freudian slip or something, but I don't remember doing that.
Justin, you obviously still have feelings for her. I look nothing like this woman, and so that's kind of creepy that, like, we're in the midst of, like, this feels great, and then I'm like, it's Gina.
That bad timing, man.
just because you saw my ex on Instagram doesn't mean I called you that. I think you're mistaken something here.
Hey, Justin, real quick though, you just said that she was your friend, so it is your ex?
It's complicated, is all.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay, so it's an ex-girlfriend.
Okay, cool. Yeah, all right.
No, ahead, buddy. We haven't slept together in forever.
I'm beginning to think this is not even an ex.
We barely get together. It's not even about that. Anyway, I'm just saying, there's no way I called you Gina. I'm smarter than that.
Well, but how would she know? She just said it. I mean, how would she know who Gina was if she didn't hear that name from you?
Maybe there was another Gina in the bar or something. And it's
oh, come on.
Wow. This is a new low. Like, I don't know you or any of your friends. So, like, it's not even like Gina would come up. Like, it's just...
Listen, I Gina is... Me and Gina are not even...
Wow.
Well, exactly. There's a Gina in the picture, obviously. Yeah. You went out with Ashley, you called her the wrong name, man.
Like, you know, sometimes things just slip out that you don't even mean. How sometimes you're just like, you know, hey, Ralph, by accident, what do you mean to say Bob?
I'm glad you didn't call her Ralph. That's always good. Ashley, you know, yes? I will say this in Justin's defense. He is reaching out to us because he is into you, and apparently you guys were hitting it off if there was, you know, a lot of kissing going on. Could you accept that it maybe was a Freudian slip, and could you maybe look past this to go on another date?
I mean, I get that it may be a slip, but I take it as a completely 100% red flag that says avoid at all costs. Because obviously he still has feeling for her, and he hasn't quite figured out what his relationship is with her, and I don't need any part of that.
Yeah, and Justin, I think it was because it was during the act of kissing. It's not like you were saying, you know, hey, Gina, come over here. Let's, you know, go see this. Or you were being passionate. And that's, I think, the issue.
I don't really think there's a good time ever to call a girl by the wrong name, in my experience, at least.
You know, you could just be like, hey, come on, let's go get in the car, Gina, versus, you know, you guys are kissing.
Damn, Gina.
It's honestly, if it did happen, it's a compliment because Gina's like very attractive.
Oh boy!
Okay.
Oh man! All right. Well, jeez, that was like icing on the cake.
Yep.
Well, listen, man, I'm sorry we couldn't make a second date happen for you. I appreciate you reaching out to us, Ashley. Thank you for your time, and I wish you guys luck in the future. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sorry, Ashley.
All right, guys.
I mean, come on, that poor girl. Oh. I feel bad.
Well, and then at the end, he's like, oh, by the way, I mean, it's a compliment. She's super attractive. It's like, are you kidding me, dude?
Seriously.
Poor Ashley. Oh, my gosh. But
I kind of feel bad for Gina, too. I think he might have messed that up with Gina, too. She hears this. Oh, man. All right. Well, we want you to weigh in on this one. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
El King, Miranda Lambert, Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home, 99.5 QYK. Talking about our 7:15 second date update right now between Justin and Ashley. Justin reached out to us, said I was really into Ashley. There was a lot of kissing on the date.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, man, if that's happening, what went wrong? Why is she not getting back to you? Well, we found out as he was kissing her goodnight, he then called her Gina.
And Gina, we found out, is his ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Or, I don't know, I think they might still kind of be seeing each other.
Yeah, because Ashley did a little bit of investigating on his Instagram and found this person named Gina.
Found a Gina, and it happens to be his ex-girlfriend. We asked him about her. He's like, well, I mean, we're friends. I don't hang out with her much. And he's like, okay, she is an ex-girlfriend. He didn't really have an answer.
All right, so we got Zach in Sarasota right now. Zach, what do you think?
I think he should have started off by giving y'all Gina's number.
I know, yeah. It might have worked out better for him.
Yeah, they might have got a second date that way.
Oh, man. Yeah, he just kind of hung himself the whole time there.
For sure, for sure. Hey, well, I appreciate it. You guys do great every morning. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, good to hear from you, man. Have a great day.
All right, see ya.
Justin, Newport Richie, talk to me.
All right, so something similar kind of happened to me, but like in this same situation, but it was like flipped. So okay. she called me John.
Okay.
And it wasn't really that big of a deal. I mean, it was right at the beginning, and I'm going to say something about it because, like, I don't know why she wouldn't say something about it when it happened, but it ended up turning out in the long run that they ended up getting back together. He's making it sound like this, Justin, anyway, is making it sound like there's more in the picture, you know, than what really you can see or hear.
Yeah, I agree with you, Justin, because it kind of kept progressing. Well, exactly. We don't really talk. And then it's like, oh, yeah, we're friends.
I mean, with all said and done, I mean, she was in the right, and she sounds hot as hell, so, yeah. Give her my number.
All right,
you too. Have a wonderful day, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, this is going to be good. We got Queen in Brooksville right now. What's up, Queen?
Good morning, J.R. and Lana.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you guys, too. Happy New Year.
You too.
So, first, when he first called, he kind of, like, was tripping. And then when she got on the phone, after she told her part of the story, he started, like, trying to blame her. Like, why would I call you Gina? Like, he's psycho.
He's psycho.
Don't think I believe him that he's not really still seeing Gina.
Well, the fact, like I was just trying to say to Justin, is they kept progressing. It was like, right. Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, it's a friend. Oh, wait, we don't even talk.
Yeah,
it was
changed.
An ex. It kept going on and on and on. Oh, it's a compliment because she's super hot. It was like, whoa, 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 dude, what are you doing?
Like, how you going to want to be with her, but then you insult her? Maybe it makes sense.
Queen, it seems so obvious, but it's not. Not to Justin, anyway. Have a great day, Queen.
Wow. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, Justin, he just got caught. He got caught. He messed up, and he got caught.
Yeah, and he honestly really could have handled this differently. Yes. I mean, had he just come out front and said, oh, my gosh, I feel like an idiot. I am so sorry. Right. I never meant that. I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated. And come out and done it that way, maybe she would have gone back out with him again.
I agree.
But I think it was just the way both of them handled it, she should have said something right away as well.
Yeah. Okay, so real quick, I would say that that's a tough situation for her. Now, I understand that some people would be like, whoa, what did you just say?
Oh, I would have called them out right away.
Of course. But if she was kind of like, you're ending the night, and you're going, hey, bye, see ya, and he just says it, you're kind of like, hey, was that a joke? Or, you know, I don't know. I think that could be kind of an awkward thing as you're walking out. It might not be, oh, I'm going to turn around, let me talk about this for a minute.
But that's something that's going to eat at you.
Some people aren't. Is confrontational. They don't want to say that.
Oh,
but anyway, I know you would have, for sure.
That would get like that. It's just been eating at her, and she's just been, it's been driving her nuts so much she went on Instagram and started stalking him.
Well, all girls do that.
That's true.
All right, Country Thunder tickets right now. We're playing a game called Know Your Country. We'll ask you three questions. Might be about country music. Might be about our country. If you get two out of three right, you're going to Country Thunder. Caller 9's playing. 800-992-1099.
800-992-1099. Country Thunder Road. Country girl, shake it for me. Bear. Thunder.
All right, we've got Amber in Brooksville right now playing Know Your Country for Country Thunder tickets. Amber, here's how the game works. I'm going to ask you questions about country. It could be about our country, the United States, or it could be about country music. You get two out of three right, you win, okay?
Okay.
All right, first question. I'm going to give you two chances to answer this, right?
Okay.
Put these historical events in chronological order. Oof. From earliest to most recent, okay?
Okay.
Tom Brady's first Super Bowl championship, the movie Titanic was released, and Keith Urban releasing the song Days Go By.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Hard.
I will tell you earlier, Kevin got these right off the bat.
Yes, I did.
All right, so here we go. Amber, what do you think is the first one?
Titanic.
Okay.
And then,
come on.
Tom Brady Super Bowl, and then Keith Urban.
That is 100% correct.
Yeah! Oh my gosh.
First try, yeah, real quick. Titanic, 97. What do you think it did at the box office? How much money?
Oh, it's $2
billion. Right on the money.
Wow.
$2 billion. $2.2
billion. Wow.
Then we had Tom Brady win his first Super Bowl.
How much did he get for that?
I don't know. It was the 2001 season, Lana. Super Bowl 36.
Which happened in 2002. Obviously the same season. Yep, 36. He won his championship. And Keith Urban released Days Go By off his album Be Here in 2004.
Wow.
So you nailed it. Way to go.
Yay!
All right, one more.
Let's go.
They're going to get easier now. You ready?
Okay.
All right, I'll ask you a question. Do you want something about the United States or you want something about a country artist?
Let's do a country artist.
Country artist. Here we go. Jason Aldean's son is named after this Tennessee city, which is also home to Elvis Presley's Graceland Estate. Is it A, Nash for Nashville, Memphis, or Jackson?
Memphis?
That is correct.
Memphis!
Yes. Way to go. You're crushing it. Amber, you already won, but you want to do one more for fun?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. What state has the largest land mass? Not population, but land mass. You ready for the options?
Yes.
A, Montana. B, Texas. C, Alaska.
Alaska.
Alaska is correct.
Look at you.
A lot of people say Texas, but actually Alaska is two times the size of Texas. But you crushed it. Way to go. You are going to Country Thunder. Jason Aldean, Morgan Wallen, Chris Young, the headliners. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right, hang on for me, okay?
Okay.
All right, more of those tickets coming up for you at 1240 with Keith. We'll play Know Your Country again tomorrow at 740. And coming up, your 810 Music Minute, we got to celebrate the birthday of a country icon. We're commercial free till then.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, a big happy, happy birthday to Dolly Parton today. She turned 76 years old. Obviously, we know her from Jolene, Love You, Joshua. And here's a little clip of Dolly saying that she can never grow too old.
I don't think about my life in terms of numbers. First of all, I ain't never going to be old because I ain't got time to be old. I can't stop long enough to grow old. I'm just going to be the best I can be at whatever age I am. And I bet you I won't look much different when I'm 95 if I live that long.
I love her attitude.
76, she looks amazing for her age. Well, Justin Moore announced that he is kicking off his Country On It tour April 22nd. That'll be in Pensacola, Florida, if you want to make the road trip up there. He's going to hit about 12 cities before wrapping up in September. We'll let you know if he's going to make his way to Tampa Bay. Nothing on the books yet, but his buddy Granger Smith will be opening up for him. Yeah. And I noticed that, you know, Sam Hunt, he is coming here on March 13th. He is part of the Strawberry Festival this year. I'm so excited about this. Well, he also posted that he's got 15 other dates on his concert calendar, and he's going to be adding more to those as well. So, it looks, he's doing a full-blown tour next year
as
well.
It's about time he got out of the woods and started doing this. He like, lives like in the middle of nowhere.
Well, somebody who has been very, very busy, and that is Luke Bryan. He had one of the biggest shows last year. Well, he lost his voice screaming for the national championship game. Well, he's all rested, and he is ready to kick off this year's Crash My Playa event. That starts today in Cancun, Mexico. This year, they've got Jason Aldean, Dustin Lynch, Ashley McBride, Riley Green, Jimmy Allen, Locash going to be out there, and a bunch more. And he says this is one of his favorite places to play.
Crash My Playa is one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done in my career, to get to go mid to late January down to Mexico, get a good suntan on, and go sing your music and kind of just have a big on-stage party.
Why aren't we there?
I don't know. I mean, we
should have pitched that to the boss.
Yeah, we should have.
Especially this weather. I mean, come on.
And we're so excited. Michael Ray, his song Whiskey in Rain is his fourth number one and sitting at the top of the charts now for 2 weeks. Couldn't have come at a better time.
I think probably even more now than ever in this time. Are we all looking for something more comforting, you know, and something to take our minds somewhere else.
And it looks like Jordan Davis is busy packing up his house. He's moving, and he's got a pretty awesome neighbor.
We're in the middle of a move now, like basically right down the street from my brother and my nieces and my sister-in-law, which I think is going to be so awesome for the kids. You know, they're already excited about it, being so much closer to Cousin Eloise and Lachlan. And I'm excited to get to see my nieces more.
That'd be cool. I mean, I've always thought about it and talked with my friends about that. Like, it'd be cool to be, like, by a cul-de-sac. We all live next door to each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, we wouldn't get anything done, but I'm just saying it would be wild.
Well, it's nice to live close to family, too, because especially when you have young kids,
right.
They can help out when needed.
Paul and his mom live pretty close, right, in Apollo?
She's like 4 minutes from us.
That's great. It's
awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Ella, there's your music minute.
All right, thank you, Lauren. Yeah. I didn't know if we were done. I got to know these things. I get you to point at me, and I'm scared. All right, coming up. So I had a friend in high school who worked at a fast food drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't always get treated right. Well, this particular drive-thru employee did not get treated right, but handled a situation in an amazing way that I wish I would have thought of this if I ever was working as a drive-thru employee. We're going to tell you about it coming up less than 10 minutes away on 99.5 QYK. Morgan Wallen, Sand in My Boots. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, so this story about a drive-through employee at Taco Bell. Now, I was looking at Taco Bell's Twitter because they're actually pretty funny. They actually tweet out some funny stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they'll usually respond to you. But they haven't said anything about this quite yet that I can find. Well, what happened was a woman showed up to get an order mm-hmm. at the drive-through, and it was closed because it was past the hours.
Okay.
And let me tell you what time they closed at. 4 a.m.
Oh,
4?
Yes. So they're cleaning up. It's 4:03 a.m. when she arrives. And they said, hey, we've already like closed the kitchen. We're cleaning up.
Right. Everything's put away.
And we can get you a drink, but that's really all we have access to right now. And if, by the way, if you're working till 4 in the morning, you're not staying late, right?
No.
Absolutely. Especially when you got to turn around and open up at 7 a.m.
Right. So I feel bad for people named Karen because I'm sure there's a lot of great Karens out there. But we've heard the expression of you're being a Karen. All right. So this is kind of one of those Karen stories. Again, a lot of great Karens out there. I don't mean it that. That's just the phrase that the kids are using these days. All right. So this woman shows up. She is ticked off and she says, I demand you give me the corporate number. Well, from what I can see in this viral TikTok video, this kid's got to be under 20 years old. Okay?
Oh, yeah. He looks very young.
And I like him. And I'll tell you why I respect this kid. Is he goes, all right, yeah, I'll get it to you. Gives her his personal cell phone.
Ooh.
All right. Then goes into the back and says, oh, she's going to call me right away. And so he posts the viral TikTok video of him receiving the call from her, thinking that she's talking to corporate on their 24/7 line.
Smart.
But it's him. And when you hear this audio, you're going to hear typing. He goes, yes, ma'am, let me just take this down. And so he's acting like he's typing all of her complaints about this.
That's the best.
Check out this guy. By the way, hero. Wish we could get him on the show. Here we go. Ready?
I know that the turnover rates are high because I go in there every single night around the same time. And, I mean, it's just the fact that they couldn't even take my order. They at all. So, I mean, we're on the way to the other Taco Bell.
I'd like to be compensated.
Compensated.
I don't know if she wants gas money or if she wants a free meal, but she thought she was talking to corporate and it was him. Like, absolutely, ma'am. Yeah, absolutely. Got this right here. Yeah, we'll be looking into this. I thought that was awesome.
I love that.
Compensated for getting there after hours.
After hours. I need to be compensated.
Couple things here. It's 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I understand that maybe you're an overnight worker and you're trying to get there. Well, I'm sorry. If you can't get there by 4:03, there's plenty of 24/7 drive-thrus.
Or and, go to a gas station. They got food there.
Correct. And I just thought this was absolutely insane that she is complaining at a Taco Bell drive-thru. She was like, go there all the time. First of all, that's how she is. First of all, not only that, she's one of those girls that says that. Oh, my gosh. And she just went on and on and on about it. That's just a little clip of it. And she goes, I'd like to be compensated for that. Get out of here. I could only imagine.
He's got some great typing skills, though, huh?
Oh, man. He's just pounding away on the thing, and his coworker's filming him as he's doing it.
That was great.
Anyway, viral TikTok video. Let me see if I can tell you what his TikTok is, if I can find it again. Let's see what this kid's name is.
That's awesome.
It's called Taco Holies. TACOHOELESS. That is his thing. I don't know why it is, but even creative name. Like the kid, but it's on TikTok if you want to watch it. Hilarious.
That is great.
Giving probably a high school kid a bad time for getting there after 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz.
I know.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
That is true.
Mom and dad always said that. Anyway. But a lot of great Karens out there. Want to put that out there once again. I know a lot of them. But this particular one, not so great. Anyway, Taco Bell. I can't wait till they respond. It's going to be awesome. All right, coming up, we have your chance at Zach Brown Band tickets. We'll tell you how to win them next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Excited. Zach Brown Band coming back to town. And what you like about it is the show is on a
Saturday night this year
instead of a Sunday. So October 8th is when the show is happening. We want to get you into this. We're going to play a little game called Take Your Pick for Ticks. We're going to give you three categories, and you get to pick what category you want to go down. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask you three questions that are underneath that category. And if you get two out of three right, you're going to Zach Brown.
It's just that easy.
You got the questions?
I do.
I got the tickets. Caller 9's playing. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. We got PJ in Clearwater right now. PJ, we are playing a game called Take Your Pick for Ticks for the Zach Brown Band tickets. We're going to give you three categories. You can pick which category you want to go after, and we'll give you three questions that fall underneath that category. If you get two out of three right, you win, all right?
All right.
Lana, the three categories.
You can choose from Yellowstone, the television series, Buccaneers, or Hollywood.
Do Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. I'm with this. All right, cool. All right, Lana is going to give you three questions. You got to get two out of three right. These are all regarding Yellowstone, the TV show.
All right. John Dutton, who plays the owner of the Dutton Yellowstone Ranch, is a famous actor who starred in The Bodyguard. What is his name? Is it Kevin Kline, Kevin Costner, or Kevin Ebel?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, that's right. Kevin Costner. Yeah. Yeah. Well done.
By the way, turned 67 yesterday and looking very good for his age, I might say. All right. Josh Lucas. He is the actor that plays a young John Dutton. What movie did he star in with Reese Witherspoon?
Ooh.
Was it Home Again, Legally Blonde, or Sweet Home Alabama?
That would be Sweet Home Alabama.
What? Yeah. Look at that.
PJ with the chick flicks and Yellowstone trivia right there, buddy. Well done. Yes. All right, Lonnie, you got one more, right? Let's keep it fun.
You've won the tickets, but just for fun, this is actually one I'll be surprised if you get. Casey Dutton is played by actor Luke Grimes. He also had a role as Elliot Gray in what movie? Was it 50 Shades of Gray, The Gray, or Gray Matters?
50 Shades of Gray.
50 Shades of Gray.
We know what PJ does on the weekends here. Yeah, we know what's
he loves his wife. That's why he's watching.
Oh, God. It's a lot of IMDb in people.
All right, listen, PJ, you are all set to go. You have Zach Brown Band tickets for their show October 8th.
Woo!
All right. Thank you, guys.
You got it, man. Hang on for me, okay?
All right.
Great questions, Lana.
He knew his Yellowstone. I mean, this is like outside of the TV show stuff.
All right, we'll play that again tomorrow at 8:35. More of those Zach Brown Band tickets coming up for you after 5 o'clock with Travis. Coming up, trending in Tampa Bay with Kevin Ebel. We're commercial-free till then. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR Lana, the ACMC MA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
The pride of Lutes as well. Kevin Ebel has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, we know the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're still in the playoffs. They're playing in the divisional round against the Los Angeles Rams this Sunday at 3 o'clock. Well, the Bucs are going to have another one of those playoff drive-through events. This is happening this Friday morning, 5:30 a.m. to 9:30. a.m. It's going to be in the south parking lots of Raymond James Stadium. They'll have the cheerleaders, giveaways, the Buck beat line, all sorts of stuff. So if you want to do that, that's Friday morning. They also, on Friday from 5 to 7, will be at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, and they're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Rams-Bucks games every hour. So if you want to try to get some tickets, there you go, 5 to 7 at Hooters on Hillsborough on Friday. Congratulations to the captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning, Steven Stamkos. He is in the All-Star game. He was voted in by the fans. His seventh of his career most in Lightning franchise history. Steven Stamkos joining Andre Vasilevsky and Victor Hedman in the All-Star game.
Awesome.
TripAdvisor has released its annual list of top trending destinations in the United States. And in the top 10 is a city right here in Tampa Bay. So this is a good list.
Oh, nice.
I'll tell you two. There are three Florida cities on it. I will tell you those first. Coming in at number 9, Naples. Coming in at number 5, Fort Myers Beach.
Really?
Number 6, Clearwater.
Aww.
Had to be.
Yep. The rankings are based on reviews and ratings from TripAdvisor users. I know, Lana, you always ask, what's number 1
what's
top
number
trending
one?
Destination in the United States?
Man.
Ooh. Oh, I know. Can I guess?
Of course.
Can I guess Montana?
Not even close.
Oh, man. Shoot. Arizona? Phoenix?
No.
Okay.
The island of Hawaii.
This year?
The top trending destination.
Huh. Yep.
Is it just this year?
List. Yeah, it's the annual list. Yep. So goes island of Hawaii, Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Branson, Missouri.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Moab, Utah.
Okay.
Fort Myers Beach, Clearwater. Mount Desert Island.
Don't worry about it.
It cut off my paper.
I love that place.
Sorry.
Talkeetna,
Alaska, Naples, and Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, nice. Okay. Asheville was a big one. I know a lot of people went there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hawaii, it was so hard to get in and out of there.
I know.
With the COVID protocols. I can't believe that's one of the top destinations.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Very cool.
Yep. And I think Moab, Utah, that's right near Yellowstone National Park, isn't it?
I don't know that answer, Lana.
Yeah, I think
so. So sorry.
So many people are going out there because of the TV show. That's why I guess Montana. So.
By the way, Yellowstone National Park is not in Montana.
Yeah.
Parts of it is.
All right.
And finally, Tampa Bay Rays. We don't know if they're going to have a season or not. There is a owner's-induced lockout, so we don't know if they're going to be playing or not. But the Rays have still put on sale spring training tickets. The Rays are they're supposed to be starting camp down in Port Charlotte February the 15th. The first home game for spring training will be at the Charlotte Sport Park on February 27th. The single game tickets go on sale to the general public this coming Monday at 10 a.m. RaysBaseball.com or the MLB Ballpark app. You can also get spring training season tickets, $299. That includes concession and merchandise discount. If the spring training games do not get played, the Rays will either issue refunds or allow the funds to be applied to future games. So we'll see. But the regular season is slated to open March the 31st when the Tampa Bay Rays travel to Boston to take on the Red Sox. So we'll see if that happens. But they got to figure it out in the next couple of weeks or the season won't start on time. That's kind of the thing. So
I'd like to correct myself because Lana was absolutely correct. Yellowstone is in Wyoming, but also branches into Idaho and Montana. So I apologize to you.
Yes.
You were right. I was wrong. I was thinking of Yosemite, which is in California.
But not Moab, Utah.
Okay.
So, so who knows for what reason there is. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. We love being a part of your mornings. All right, Lana, highlight of the show.
Well, I kind of liked our second date update this morning between Ashley and Justin. Justin, let's say he did something on the date and then, it was kind of backpedaling when we spoke to him.
The hole got deeper and deeper for that guy.
It did. It really did. So
it's on our Instagram and Facebook page. You can check it out. Kevin, highlight.
Lana drama this morning was fantastic. I think Lana has learned a lesson to not get into water with an electronic device, which is what happened.
Uh-huh. By the way, thank God it had batteries, not plugged into an outlet for crying out loud.
Because it would have been really bad for multiple people.
Yeah. All that's going to be up on our podcast. You can get it at 995QIK.com or Apple Podcasts. Just jump and look at Tampa Bay Morning Crew, KREWE, if you're looking for it. Well, we have more tickets for Country Thunder coming up at 12:40 and Zach Brown Band tickets after 5 o'clock with Travis. We appreciate you having us on. It is a good day and have a great day. Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.